The Landing, a senior living community now accepting applications. They offer assisted living as well as memory care for the residents. If you're taking care of loved ones who need more attention and professional help, contact The Landing or go to landingsl.com to get more information.
Midas of Roseburg Studio, KQEN weather forecast. Today, partly sunny and a high near 51. Tonight, rain and 42 for a low. Then tomorrow, a slight chance of rain, otherwise partly sunny and 54. And Sunday, a chance of rain, cloudy and 56 degrees. 50 degrees now. KQEN news time is 12:36.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And it's Friday. We're going out to Wildlife Safari. They're getting ready for wild lights there. We'd want to talk about that, but also get an update on other things going on. Leila Goulet is the Education Director. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So where are you at in the park right now? Are you in the office?
I'm actually in my education building. So I'm surrounded by, animals. You might hear them in the background and, you know, obviously our staff, which can be equally as loud. But you're lucky I'm not actually in studio. I can't bring an animal to kind of surprise you with.
Certain animals probably better stay 6 feet away at this point. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I know it has been an unusual time for everybody. I mean, that's like the understatement of the year. But for Wildlife Safari, you have realized at the front end of all of this back in March that there were an opportunity because of being a drive-through facility to be able to do most, not all, but most things that you normally have been doing.
Yeah, it's actually been amazing. We had a record-breaking summer this year because it was really a safe activity for people to do. You know, they could come out, stay in their cars, stay socially distanced, and see all the animals from the safety of their cars in our drive-through. So it was amazing. I mean, certain days people waited 2 or 3 hours just to get into the park.
Yeah, it was interesting. I would hear about that. And there were times in the late spring, a couple of times when I was out checking on news stories or out running errands, and I would be passing by in Winston and wonder what the backup was and realize that it was people headed to the park, sometimes all the way down onto Highway 99.
Yes, I heard all about that, it was just absolutely amazing. We could not be more grateful that we're able to stay open and really provide that service for our community as well.
So let's talk about wild lights, because that is beginning tonight. Tell us about how that's going to work this year.
Yeah, so Wild Lights is a completely safe drive-through experience. It's going to take place tonight, tomorrow night, and the night after, so the 18th, 19th, and 20th. And there are a whole bunch of lights set up all over our drive-through. So guests will have the ability to drive through at night, which is one of my favorite times to explore the park. You kind of get to see the way the animals, they really do. They really are different at night, I find. A lot of them can be more active, and you'll just get to see stuff you don't normally see. Mr. and Mrs. Claus are going to be in our wetland area, which is really neat. So they're going to be handing out goodies as well. And a whole bunch of different areas are going to be lit up with Christmas lights.
And I imagine for the animals, this is going to come as a bit of a shock. They're not used to normally seeing people come through at night.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we did the same thing, something similar at Halloween, and it was a huge success. You know, people loved it. The animals are totally fine with it. So I think it's going to be a really fun experience for animals and humans alike.
So how is this, other than the obvious social distance things, how is this different than what you've normally done for the holiday season?
Yeah, so in the past, we've done our zoo lights, and that's where you walk through our village area and experience the lights kind of after dark, walking through village. And then we've done a couple of Christmas shows as well. And this year, we weren't able to do that, but that's still okay because, you know, we still have this other unique experience that people could do.
Well, a great way for people to spend some time together as a family, go through, see the animals, and just, enjoy the holiday season. It probably took a lot of work to get this put together.
It really did. We have an awesome horticulture team, an events team that has been working tirelessly to put lights up in a really you know, come up with new things to do as well. So yeah, it has been a lot of work. They've actually even put a couple of lights around Village just for staff, for us to kind of enjoy, which is really sweet of them. But no, we really do have a great team out here at Safari.
So it's 4:30 to 7:30, and I understand the tickets are virtual. Explain how that works.
Yeah, so you could just go online and buy your tickets ahead of time. It is $7 for members and $8 if you're not a member. We will also be selling tickets at the door. So if you're not into the whole virtual thing, no problem, because you can buy them if you come.
And so that price, and that's per person, right?
Yes, it is.
And so it's three nights, just a very limited opportunity. And so folks that are kind of planning what they're going to do, the kids, of course, getting out of school, although that's kind of virtual. So they've already been home in most cases. but it's a shift into the Christmas break for families and a different time like that. So obviously recreating things and doing things a little differently has really been the way that everybody has had to try to carry out their activity. What are some of the other opportunities that you have available that are, you know, being handled differently?
Yeah, so, you know, being the education director and being the education team here, we really were racking our brains. So if we can't have kids come here on site, how are we going to, you know, still do these cool programs and allow them to interact with animals? So we came up with a program called our Zoomfari program. So that uses Zoom and creates a virtual platform for us to be able to still do our presentations for students all across Oregon and really all across the world. And connect them with these animals. So they've been a really, really popular program. They're 30 to 60 minute programs, and they are live. So we can go out to, you know, meet a giraffe, and the kids can ask questions about the giraffe and have them answered right there. We've even had a group from New York City contact us and wanted to enhance their Zoom meeting. So she didn't actually tell her employees that they'd be doing that. And halfway through the meeting, we kind of popped on with an elephant, and all of a sudden there was an elephant in their meeting, and they just thought it was so great. It was a really successful program. So it's not only for students, it could be for really anyone, meetings, it could be, you know, to celebrate, you know, a birthday, anything like that. So it's a really unique program. And it's like I said, it's been really popular.
So not the elephant in the room, but the elephant on Zoom. You've got some...
As I was saying it, I was like, I hope he uses that. Yes.
yeah, that's really unique. And that brings up a good point as the opportunity, you know, you get people coming from all over the world to come to Wildlife Safari, and especially Oregon, Washington, California. But you have an opportunity now for people, maybe they can gift one of these Zoomfaris to, you know, friends and let relatives in other states see it. And you basically can take Wildlife Safari to wherever the people are.
Absolutely. So the Zoomfaris are kind of your bigger presentations, your 30 to 60 minute presentations. But what we also have available that's going to be up on our website, hopefully by the end of this weekend, are something called Safarigrams. And what we can do is I could purchase, you know, a 1 minute video and have it dedicated to a significant other or a friend or someone. So we will personalize all these messages, and then you can pick an animal that you want displayed in the video. So it's been it's kind of been really cool. I know one of our friends did one for her anniversary, and it was, you know, a cheetah saying happy anniversary, Jake, and it worked really, really well. So that's something we are doing for the holidays as well. We'll probably have those available only till January 1st. But yeah, those are really short little fun videos that you could purchase for a loved one or friend or someone back home or anything like that.
So then do you basically send them a link to that, or does that go on the Safari Facebook page or one of the other platforms?
Yeah, exactly. They will each get their own personalized link. So it's just for them, and they could keep that video forever.
Wow. And, you know, I think for the whole situation for Wildlife Safari, a lot of people were really worried as things began to unravel a bit in March, because there are so many nonprofit organizations. I mean, you depend on people coming, and there, you know, it was kind of a question mark. And then once everything worked out to proceed forward, it's probably a big relief for those of you that work there and are trying to take care of all these animals.
It really is. It's pretty amazing. You know, Dan Van Slyke has just been absolutely amazing at keeping this park open and allowing us all to still have our jobs. You know, there's a lot of facilities and even zoos across America that have had a lot of layoffs, but not one here. We've all been pretty secure with where we are, and we're just super grateful to still be able to work here and to work with all these incredible animals.
And it makes me wonder if up the road in other places, we're going to see some folks taking maybe a traditional zoo model and redesigning it a bit, so at least they have the option of folks being able to drive through. I mean, there's a whole lot of, it's a big, huge project to do. But I mean, even in Portland, the zoo there is doing a drive-through lighting area, and I'm not quite sure how that works with that facility, but they, you know, they had to reinvent what they were doing as well to be able to pull that off. And so it's certainly a lot of challenges.
Yes, it really, really is. And I think what sets us apart from other facilities is that, like you said, our animals roam free. So we really are the captive ones in our cars, and we're able to see these animals. You know, we have the zoo map, and we'll give out the map, and sometimes people will be like, well, it says that the zebra is supposed to be here, so where's the zebra? And we're like, oh no, they have about, you know, 400 acres, 400 to 600 acres, anywhere they are, to kind of roam around free. So it's really cool. It's always a unique experience too. The animals are always in different places. And we went through the drive-through today even, and it was super fun even as staff to be like, oh, wow, look how big, you know, the elands are. Look, there's a couple of new bison babies. So it's always fun to see all the changes that are happening within our own park.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. Leala Goulet, Education Director, Wildlife Safari. We're talking about wildlife happening tonight, Saturday night and Sunday night, and other things that are going on with Wildlife Safari. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. It's 1247 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 12:49. Lars Larson at 1. The Oregon Duck Pac-12 Championship game coming at 5. Pre-game at 3, so no afternoon report. Check information online at 541radio.com, the 541 Radio app, and the KQEN Facebook page. Monday's Inside Douglas County, another visit with County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Leala Goulet, Education Director of Wildlife Safari, joining us live from Winston. What else is going on at Wildlife Safari that people ought to know about?
Well, right now we're just kind of game planning for January and February, what those things are going to look like. We're most likely going to keep stuff virtual, especially in the education department. You know, we have our homeschool program, which is one of our most popular programs here. So we're trying to modify that to see how that's going to go. But yeah, I think we're just going to kind of work on a bunch of virtual programs right now. It's still really, really fun time to come out of the park right now. As I was saying, the cooler weather, the animals are actually way more active, and we have some new babies as well. Some, you know, bison babies and cattle babies. And it's just always a fun time to come out to the park.
However, a lot of things shift once we get through this pandemic. One of the things I've been hearing, because of all the changes in technology and the quick adaptations, is that while a lot of things may go back to the way they used to be, all these new options are there. And when you mention the virtual area, especially for education, you've really got a whole new platform there to promote your work with animals through Wildlife Safari and be able to do it with folks everywhere.
We really do. I really think we're going to keep a lot of these programs virtual regardless if we go back or not, and kind of have them to supplement our programs. We're also doing Facebook Lives every day on our Facebook page at 11 a.m. And those have been really fun interactive programs as well, or just presentations, I should say, as well. It's really fun to be able to answer questions that the public might have about a bunch of our animals and kind of keep them engaged. So that's been really fun.
And what kinds of questions do you get from people?
You know, a lot of them are just general animal facts, but sometimes they'll throw us for a loop. I'm not sure, anything from, you know, exactly how many bison do you have to, I don't know, random question about the park and stuff. But most of them, people just are really curious about our animals. I think they want to learn a lot more about them. And it really helps to have these experiences where they can kind of make these connections with them and really feel like this is a personalized, you know, talk where you get to know the animals and it makes you really want to connect with them.
Obviously, right now, some of the things you can't do involve the village and probably not the encounters as well, right?
Our encounters did just recently open up, actually. So those are more private encounters. I do recommend you call and book ahead, as they book out so quickly already. But no, our encounters are open right now, just on a kind of a limited basis. Something else that's actually really neat, if you guys have not come through the drive-thru lately, but we are expanding our lion area. So the lion drive-thru, as you come down, we are that kind of center area that you used to drive around. That's being turned into another lion space for them. And we have this giant pride rock that we have made kind of similar, you know, to the Lion King, for them to be able to go on and play around with and really be able to lie down in a higher space. So it's not complete yet. We hope to be, I don't know, done it over the next few months, but it's a really, really cool look, and you'll be able to have lions on either side of you when you go through that drive-thru now.
And the lions have always been a very, very popular part of wildlife safari.
They really have. I think people just have a natural affinity to large cats as well. And those lions, you forget how big they are. You know, like I'll go down and film a program and I'm like, oh yeah, those are pretty big cats. So it's really, yeah, they are definitely characters.
I'm curious, we've probably gone over this in years past at some point, but how did you get into working at Wildlife Safari yourself?
I was actually an intern here about 14 years ago, which is pretty crazy to think about. I'm from Canada. I flew all the way out here from East Coast of Canada to work at Wildlife Safari, and I kind of never looked back. I was an intern. I went back home, and then eventually I knew I was coming back to Oregon. You know, it's such a beautiful place, and safari has just such a family feel to it, and they just take such good care of their animals. I knew I had to come back. So, yeah, that's how I ended up back here.
And did that involve like a course of study in college as well?
Yeah, so I have a degree in wildlife biology, and then I also have 2 degrees in education, specializing in science. So I did a lot of high school teaching before coming here. So I love kind of working with high schoolers as well. We've done a lot with the Dillard Alternative High School as well, and a lot of schools just in this area. So really love that school focus and being able to connect students with safari as well, and to have teachers see us as an educational resource, I think is so important.
And while you're utilizing all this new technology, and in your case, a lot of times working with kids who are really into tech, being able to, whether it's virtually or in person, see live animals in their own community, yeah, or maybe for kids that live elsewhere as well, you know, kind of reminds kids that the world isn't just all about a video screen.
Right? These kids, though, they are way better at all this tech stuff than we are. They know how to do things that we are still learning. So, but no, it is really cool. We've had a lot of great feedback. It's fun because we could see their faces when we're presenting. So it's really fun to see their reactions and see how excited they get when they see a lion up close, or even when they see a snake up close. So it's, yeah, I think overall it's been really awesome because, yeah, like you said, they're already on their screens anyway. So might as well give them something cool to look at from Wildlife Safari.
Well, it's been going on for many years, Wildlife Safari. We've got about a minute left on Inside Douglas County because it's happening tonight and for the next few nights. Remind folks about all they need to know about wildlights.
Yeah, just come on down. It's the 18th, 19th, 20th. So this weekend only for wildlights. It starts at 4:30 to 7:30. You could buy your tickets online at wildlifesafari.net. $7 for members, $8 if you're not a member. And come on out. It's a really cool time to be at the park. Being at the park after hours is kind of magical. And there'll be lights all over our drive-thru. It's a drive-thru only event, so it's completely safe for everyone.
And if somebody's looking for a holiday gift that's a little different, a lot of people seem to be doing that this year. I mean, there's things like memberships and things that folks could find out more about, I imagine, on the Wildlife Safari website.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to our website, wildlifesafari.net. And our gift shop is actually open as well. So there's some really cool personalized animal paintings, which are always neat, you know, ornaments. And then we're also going to be putting on our website those safari grams where you could purchase custom-made animal shout-outs to your loved one, which will be kind of cool.
All right, Leila Goulet, Education Director at Wildlife Safari. Again, wildlights tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday night. Leila, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.